of course, you know, it was when the draw was made, I suppose you have to look at, you know, who we're playing, how good they are, what they did last year as a team, and then you have the whole rivalry going back on into it as well. But our fellas have, look, our fellas were just very disappointed with the performance against Donegal. And in fairness, you have to give them credit, and they really worked hard in the last 6 weeks. You know, we asked above and beyond out of them, and they were never found wanting. And when you put in that type of graft and that type of work rate in really hard training sessions, it kind of bonds a group. And they're a really tight group as it is. And yeah, just delighted for them, really, more so than anything else. Delighted for Kieran as a manager. You know, the work he's put into this group from where they came from 8 years. You know, I'm just delighted for him and delighted for this group that they were able to get through a round, which is what it is. But obviously, if you don't get through this round, you're looking at a long year and you're gone. So just delighted that we're into this draw tomorrow morning, and delighted that I'll be driving back up Tuesday night for training.
Well, say, Kieran, disappointed to win at half-time, only a point up.
Yeah, a little. I felt we were 1-5 to 1-1 and doing well. But you have to give them credit. They deployed the sweeper really well. And I thought Niall Morgan did a really good job coming from behind. And they got a few vital kind of turnovers then. And then they have the footballers. We knew that. If you give them the ball back in their half-back line, you're really inviting trouble on yourself. So, you know, we would have been a little disappointed coming in. But I said to the boy, you know, we said that, look, we're up a point. You know, he would have taken this last night if we said you're up a point. Because we knew this game was going to be a tight, kind of dogged game. So a one-point lead at halftime is a good place to be, considering that we gave the way a ball quite cheaply near the end of the first half. But it's something we have to learn from, because we did the same against Donegal. We were sticking in there against Donegal, playing into the breeze 6-6, and we gave away 3 sloppy turnovers for the half, and they came down and took a 9-3 lead. So
the composure was there from an early stage, Kieran, in the way you recovered from that early goal for Tyrone.
Yeah, again, you know, have to give the lads a lot of credit for that, because it was a kind of, I haven't seen it back now, but it looked like there was a good save and it just broke out, and next thing it's in the back of the net. And in a big game when you're playing the All-Ireland champions and they're on the road, both for you as a team, it's an awful kind of impact to receive, and then for them it's a huge lift. So for our fellas to steady the ship and clip over the few simple scores, and then Aidan Nugent's goal, I think, was a big goal, and really, I think, got the fans engaged in the game. And once the Armagh fans were kind of engaged, they were really good all the way home.
Kieran, you mentioned it's only a round, but does it feel like more than a round, given everything around this game?
Does it feel like more than a round? It probably does, but you know, we're realistic to know when we wake up tomorrow morning, the plan will start for whoever we get in the draw, and then it'll really dawn us that it was just a round. And that we have to really go to work this week and have to be, you know, even better. There was areas where we'd still look for improvement as a coaching staff. And I know them players, when they reviewed the game, there was areas that we'll want to work on and improve on for next Tuesday night of training. But yeah, no, look, it's a big win, no doubt.